told you. It's not opening. Up that store.
Of 9?
Perhaps I have told.
You spoke, and then you looked at Vaishnav Toshan and you said, everything is covered.
Vaishnava Toshan is written by Jiva or Sanatan Goswami?
Sanatan Goswami, Brihat.
Brihat, right.
Jiva Goswami, I'm sorry. I love this. Then you should go. Prahasitam priya prema vichanam viharyate jnanamangalam rahasitam vidho yajni svisha kuhukano mana shobhayanti hi.
When one day we were reading the English and then reading Vishwanath, the translation, your smiles and sweet loving glances, the intimate pastimes and confidential talks we enjoyed with you, all touch our hearts tenderly when we meditate on them. But at the same time, oh, deceiver. Deceiver, cheater. They very much agitate our minds.
Are you talking to
disturb?
Vyakula.
Vyakula. Are you talking to Chobayanti?
Yes, it's short. But if we cannot see you, then for us, anything that is connected with you is a cause of extreme misery, as they state in the verse beginning Prahasitam. The intimate association, Viharanam, Sampayoga, and the joking conversations, Samvida, Samlapa, Narmani, which touch the heart, this implies that even though we want to forget you, because you give us suffering, we are not able to do so. The word dhyana mangalam, meaning bestowing the highest happiness simply by meditating, is an adjective applying to all four, the smiling, the glances, the sporting, and conversation. These agitate shobhayanti vyakulayanti, our minds. As soon as these enter our minds, they immediately give pleasure, but then a moment later give the greatest misery. Therefore, O deceiver, O cheater, this implies that medicinal pills given by a bogus doctor, quack, a bogus doctor, kuhaka, are at first very nice tasting, but then create severe burning and kill the patient.
Last slow. Tava katha amritam tatta jivanam kabhiriritam kalma sapaham salana mangalam simad atatam Mad Atatam Bhogalantite Bhuridajana. The second meaning that your pastimes we remember your pastimes and we hear your pastimes. With your mouth, when you tell anything by your mouth in front of us, then it is so good, it is pleasant. But when you are not present there, and if anyone tells you this katha, past tense, it may not be pleasant. We think it not pleasant, but unpleasant, it gives.
When, if Krishna is not there, it is unpleasant to hear about Krishna.
How? But Radhika is telling, or any gopis are telling, that Krishna is telling that, O Radhika, you are my life of life. I cannot live without you. This thing, remember Srimati Radhika, and not so unhappy, because Krishna is near there. And when anyone tells any other person that Krishna lifts all gopis for you, for Radhika, but Krishna is not there, so Radhika becomes so unhappy by remembering past times. So they are telling that we may not be your katha without you, when you are not giving darshan, then your katha gives pain us. Why? Because they brings separation mood, any talk about Krishna. And they became so unhappy. Prahasitam, now they are telling in four words, four sentences perhaps. Prahasitam priya, prem prahasitam priya, o priya, prahasitam, prema vikshanam, viharanam, rahasi sambidu. All gifts pain in our hearts when you are not there. Prahasitam, tamarsai madhur, mrdu madhur hasi. Any time, in previous time, when they have met, and Krishna smiling in smiling face, takes anyone in his arms. Now when they remember this scene, his prahasitam, smiling, they become the full separation now. Say, Supreme Kataksha. Supreme Kataksha. When Krishna is going to cowherd, with so many cows and so many friends, Rani going ahead, following him, singing on float, seen by the corner of his eyes, two gopis, with smiling mood, he sees towards gopis, and gopis are also in return worshipping Krishna or doing archan by their eyes. Then Supreme Kataksha, and in Kataksha he is telling everything. You should come here and there, in Sanket, And Krishna is telling everything what in his heart. And they understand by the symptoms of the eyes. So, supreme kataksha, narma purna sanlap. Narma sanlap means?
Sanlap is conversation.
Conversation, but narma purna. But what is written?
Conversation. Samvida, or rahasi samvida. In conversations in solitary places.
And narma purna. Narma means?
Joking?
Something joking.
Friendly
joking. But what they are telling, their underhidden meaning will be quite opposite. These are called narma. You should not go. You should go. Krishna is telling to go. But these are narma vakya. Krishna does not want that they should go. But, and that is why he is telling that it is so cloudy day, so dense forest.
Tigers and lions.
Tigers, not tigers, beasts.
Beasts
are there, and it is dark night. You should go to serve your husbands.
No.
But after, when Uddhava came and Krishna gave sandesh, then in that time, Krishna told that, where I have told you to go? At that time, I have not told that. My meaning was not that you should go. Because the day is cloudy. When you will go, it will maybe rain, where you will be escaped. Now, here you are with me very in great safe. No darkness, because Chandra is Ashtami Chand, Purnima Chand is there. Why? Where dark? And Aghor Ratri. Ghor Ratri, but here is hidden. But is there. So Aghor Ratri. Aghor Saptami Vaisita. No, why this? No? You should not go home. Don't go there. It is hidden there. Go, no go. Gatcha, agatcha, like so. So Krishna is telling that where I have told you that you should go, you should not go. But you are taking, deriving meaning that he should go, but I have not really told so. So these are called narma. Narma, what?
Sanlap.
Jama de hive gatha raya chhe. We knew, at that time we knew in heart that you want this. But for same, we cannot tell, and you cannot tell. But meaning is that. So these are sanlap. So all these are in my heart, in our heart. But we are feeling separation here. All remembers me as in separation mode. And so we become happy, unhappy. Anyone weeps for any bad person. Why? Because when anyone remembers that he used to love me so much, but now he is not more, no more. So by remembering these things, he felt separation and began to. So gopis are feeling. So separation mode by all Krishna Prahasitam. Sambhid Sanlap and all these things. So your all marma sparshi narmalap. Marma sparshi means hoga touching. Narma alap, and what he is written? Narma alap means in majak, in for laughing.
I'm joking.
But now really joking. So in our meanings, that we should meet, we should do this, that, we should go there in Sankhya, all are Narma Alam. So all, but not seeing you, all gives inspiration of separation mood. We want to forget all these things, but we cannot forget, because it always remains. These are Dhyana Mangalam.
Auspicious meditation, auspicious things to think about.
If anyone remembers these things, this Krishna smiling, prema vrikshanam, to see with very lovely, see, and rahasya sambhadam,
secret conversation.
All are so dhyana mangalam,
viharanam,
all are mangal prava. Mangal means
giving auspiciousness.
Auspicious brings in the heart. But akshobhayanti hi.
As it is.
All are auspicious.
Auspicious.
Prahasitam, premavikshanam, viharanam, arahasi sambhido. Four things. All are dhyana mangala. But, O Kuhak means
cheater,
thug, our mind, our heart becomes so vyakuli bhavanti. Restless means
agitated.
When they come,
agitate, disturb, like ocean, the moon, chobayanti,
blackulajali. At first they came, they come, and again, at the same time, moment after some moment, they. Drown in the ocean of sorrow. So, O Kuhak, O Cheater, Kuhukta Datta Padartho Apat Sukh Prathaya. Kuhuk Datta means, in cheating way, your smiling is cheating, your conversation is cheating. Your dhyanancha is cheating, everything cheating. They come to our heart and give some pleasure, but after some time, at once, they become like bees and they kill. Jiva Goswami. If gopis are, Krishna is telling that, oh gopis, I'm so durlabha.
Difficult to
attain. And one cannot attain so easily. You know it, but why you are अनुराग प्रकाश कर रही हो हमारे प्रति. You are expressing so much affection to me. Why? That you are telling to, sometimes you tell me that you should keep your hands on my head. Sometimes my lotus feet to your breast. Sometimes that your everything, smiling and all things are so lovely. So why you express your all these things, Anurag? And if you have any anurag to me, you should know that I cannot give darshan, and now darshan is not so easy. So you should listen my Harikatha, and you should be
satisfied
by this. Why you want to take my darshan? Then gopis are telling that we cannot be satisfied by hearing your all pastimes. And the reason is you. And that a special reason is that your actions, bhavhar mane action, your bhavhar mane actions,
behavior
in purvarag. You know purvarag?
Yes.
What?
The early stage, the first time seeing.
How?
Oh, that I've never seen Krishna before, I've never heard Krishna's name before. These are symptoms of purvarag.
No. But the action of Krishna, no use of going in cowherd. But only to see gopis, he goes to cowherd. He has to go anywhere else. But Krishna early in the morning goes to Jamuna. If anyone asks, why you are going to Jamuna river? He will tell that, I am going to take bath. But they are going, Krishna does not take bath. He only stands under any kadamba tree. But gopi will surely come here to take water in their kalas, because they come daily. So where gopi goes, Krishna, doing any bahana, nothing, any bahana.
Some information that he gets of where they are.
Bahana means a
hint.
No, hint. Doing anything, but I'm going for that work, but not that work.
He makes some excuse.
First goes, and goes there. If Krishna knows that gopis now are going to Giriraj Govardhan to worship, in anyhow he will go there. Why? It is the nature of purvarag. And Gopi went to meet Krishna and said, they will tell that we are going to do Gauri Puja or Sun Puja. And they will always try to meet. But when they are about to meet, in the same time, either Govardhan or Jatila or anyone other can come. And they cannot meet. So these are the idea of Krishna, that anyhow he makes any program in Purvara to meet gopis. Gopis know that Krishna is planning to go there only to see us. And so he's telling that your behavior in Purvarag, no anything for smiling, nothing, no reason for smiling. But Krishna plays on bansi, flute, and he smiles. Why he smiles and plays on flute? Only that gopis can be attracted and they may see to Krishna. So they are telling that by doing so, you have make our heart
increase the desire.
Increase the desire to meet and to love you. And so now you are not giving darshan, you have escaped to you. And that things that you have increased is giving pain to us. Here gopis are telling that your four things which you have done in Purvarad before meeting, premedicam, from any place, कभी भी सुजोग मिल गया उनको देखने का, सुजोग में से एनी टाइम ही गॉट एंड सुजोग का क्या होगा
इफ दे गेट एनी कन्वीनियंस एडवांटेज
अपॉर्चुनिटी
इफ देयर एनी अपॉर्चुनिटी कृष्ण हैव गॉट एनी अपॉर्चुनिटी then he will laugh and see towards gopis. Sometimes hidden in any tree, sometimes from kunja, anyhow. So supreme nirikshan, sundar hasya, so sweet, loving, smiling. And but here we are feeling separation, we are feeling unhappiness. Now, but when we will see you for this, we cannot leave longer. We will perhaps die.
Oh, look, your mother has a sweet, smiling face, is blocking,
disturbing
agitation in my heart. Everywhere cross, round the turn, no?
Prahasukam
Priya Premudishanam. He had promised Prahasa Prahasukam मतलब प्रकृष्ट रूप में प्रकृष्ट रूप में मैंने इन नेचुरल वे यू इंक्रीज बाय दैट ऑफ स्माइलिंग फेस यू इंक्रीज अवर लव टुवर्ड्स यू एंड दैट लव गिव्स अस सो मच पेन नाउ व्हेन यू आर आउट ऑफ साइट नहीं चाहिए यार बिहारनम
पास्ता इंटीमेट पास्ता
बिहारनम में सर ये वाप ओवर टू योर फ्रेंड एस्पेशली यू गिव योर हैंड एंड ब्री सोवर एट योर फ्रेंड Having any kamal,
lotus,
by this hand and
around the shoulder,
and around the shoulder, and by this thing,
swirling the
lotus. Why? Any syndicate, indicate. This also indicates something, and this also indicates something. But my mind and my heart is
swirling
with you. And by this, I want to do this to you. I want to live. Otherwise, I will die.
Krishna is
telling, giving indicates by doing so.
With a gopa.
With a gop.
Yeah.
He is doing with gop. But all gopis, so far, so far away, they are all knowing of this.
So there is only Sindharas.
Sindharas.
Where is this called themselves?
Biharan and Biharan, eh?
This hinting, suggestion.
I think?
No, but what is it in the Sanskrit?
It's not to be
here. When you give indication, like swirling and hint?
Hinkara.
What?
Sanket.
Signal.
Sanket.
He's on a path.
Here he's telling that to him. Robert Francisco.
English sign language. Sign language.
New
age. So I was telling about Viharanam. Vishesh Rup Haranam. He takes, when Haranam means Haranam Karna.
Still.
Still. By doing so, all activities, Krishna, still, Viharanam means two meanings. To do Vihar, to walk with friends or any lady. Because it is Purvaraj, so Sakhit should not be expressed here. Understand?
Yes.
Because it is Purvaraj. Before Purvaraj, before meeting Purvaraj is there. So they have not yet meet and why to be Haranam? So Viharanam means to walk with friends but all walking and everything going for gopis. To increase their love, to show his desire to meet them, all desire Viharanam. By doing so, by lotus
swirling,
falling, Krishna is touching their heart and he is filling the garnish in their heart that thus would increase love to meet me. So this is Viharanam. You think that everything they have heard. Only they are seeing Krishna. And Anurag is going on up. What they want, they at that time also forget this. They want to see the actions of Krishna, beloved Krishna, and they become mad. It is more than meeting. More and more than meeting. In Bihar. This is called Bihar.
this chapter, it's all in purple rag. Gopi Geet and Venu Geet.
Venu Geet is purple rag.
What is?
This is
Raha.
After meeting, separation is there. Now, in separation, they can think like this. Dhyaranam means, first in Purvarag, I have told with cowherd boy, and if it is not Purvarag, and they have met, then they are, Dhyaranam means here then, it will be there. When Krishna is walking with Gopi, Sita, Radhika, Arlalita, Visakha, Krishna, and all. How Dhyaranam? They are going by side and side, having Krishna his hand on Gopi, or in on the shoulders of Radhika, and seeing so many flowers. When they see that a creeper has gone up to a tree, surrounding the tree, and there he is, so much flowers are there, full of flowers in that creeper, and also in tree. If there is kadamba tree, on that tree, some creeper has come. So the flowers are creeper, and also flowers in tree, both are lost by meeting together. If there are mandiris, there is also going with so many flowers. Here Dhyaranam, by seeing this, Krishna is telling, how beautiful this creeper is. See, so much happy. Why Krishna is telling? Krishna is telling that they are both meeting, tree and that creeper, indicating the mood that we should also be like this. Gopi at once knew this, and they become so busy and full of joy and having so much mood, become matavala. But here Krishna has gone out of sight, so they are remembering and the actions of Krishna and the telling of Krishna, smiling of Krishna, and remembering all this. So all are four, are only Dhyaranam is Dhyana Mangalam, or every four, each of the four are Dhyana Mangalam. All are Dhyana Mangalam, especially Dhyaranam. And by remembering, we have a asa, asa means hope comes back, he will have darshan of, we have your darshan. Because when you are in our side, you express so many things that you want to meet, and we knew. So by remembering this, we have hoped that you want to meet us, but anyhow, it is normal thing. Normal thing means?
Joking.
But you have full desire to meet us, so we have hoped that you will meet.
of speaker. That is, by doing so, your heart, manubhav, manasik bhav, your desire has been expressed, but you are eager to see us or meet us. Here he is also telling that he has told four things, prahasitam, premadiksham, viharanam, and rahasisham vidam. Four things. Second is somewhat better than first. And third is better than second, and third is better than second, and fourth is better than all. Prahasitam. Prema Vikshan is more than Prahasitam. Prema Vikshan. If anyone laughs or smiles, but to laugh with affection, loving, seeing, then it becomes superior. No? And if anyone is seeing in a smile with affection, smiling, but if it is done in viharanam, going together and seeing and smiling, having the hands on the soldiers of the enemy, that this is more different. And if they are talking together, so many valuable things kept in heart, opening, then if and smiling and in viharanam, so it will be best. Comparatively, superlative degree, or what? Yes. In Sambhidam, Rahar Sambhidam, everything comes. Three things also come. And it becomes Hridaya Sparshi, touching of heart. And they cannot make out at any time. बाहर नहीं कर
सकते
एज इफ इट इज पर आगे से सुई में गांत दिया गया हृदय में गांत दिया इफ दे वांट बट दे कैन नॉट डू बट वी आर नाउ फीलिंग दैट इज आवर कैपेसिटी टू होल्ड दैट by kapati, you have not from core of heart, you have done. You have seated only. Because you have no love, affection for us, at all. If there is any frame in your past, you can appear. Then we believe that you have some affection for it. You are not here. चलत इज्जत ब्रजात चलत इज्जत ब्रजात तारण कृष्ण ननिन सुंदरम नाथते पदम शेषनाम सुरई सिदिशीन कलिलता मन कांत गच्छति चलति जद व्रजा तारण्यं कृष्ण नलिन सुंदरम नाथते पदम शेषनाम सुरई
Dear Master, dear lover, when you go out of the cowherd village,